Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We'll talk a little puck later on in today's show. Our number one Panthers insider, David Dwork, will join us in the 1 o'clock.
Yes, I was getting ready to ask you about that.
We will have him stop by the program, see if he's caught up on his sleepy poos.
Saw his live reaction.
There is no way.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
You got to figure that as much as that dude has followed the Panthers.
Yep.
He's
boots on the ice. Boots on the ice. It's been a cool part of it and everything that's been going on. So if you guys have not heard, the parade is going to be Sunday on A1A Fort Lauderdale Beach. And it starts at 11 a.m. Oof, this Bob Myers is on my television. He annoys me. I think it's his hair.
It is his hair. He looks like
Kramer.
Ernie.
Oh, he doesn't like. Looks like Kramer from some Seinfeld. Like he busted into to First Take.
I feel like hair and makeup was like, let's mess him up.
All right. Headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know.
So again, the draft is tonight. Heat select 15th, and if you guys want to go to the Heat watch party, Solana will be broadcasting live at the Dolphin Mall, Vivo in the Dolphin Mall tonight. Heat pick 15th. What time do you think that's going to be, Leroy? 15th pick. We know what Jaime was picked last year, Marcos.
They go ten minutes,
I don't
right?
Remember? I don't remember.
I don't know. I got to check.
I got to brush up on my NBA draft rules because hockey's over.
Nah, that's true.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm sorry. I'll take my minus one.
No, I apologize. Wow.
Minus one for Sass.
Oh, man.
Let's get to some Dolphin stuff. This was making the round yesterday. You know, this is kind of like the dust settling. We were in a hockey haze yesterday. We have other business to attend to until the parade comes up. But Jeff Darlington, longtime reporter, NFL reporter for ESPN, and then of course was boots on the ground for many years down here, Miami Herald, and Jeff Darlington. You know, we haven't heard much on the Tua and where things stand, but Jeff kind of gave like an ominous report yesterday on NFL Live that said that things are not going in a great direction with these negotiations. Here was Jeff Darlington yesterday on ESPN.
But right now, there's five words that are looming over this contract negotiation, and they're the words that came out of Tua's mouth. The market is the market. Mm. He said that after Jared Goff had signed his deal and before Trevor Lawrence signed his. Mm. The complicated part of this is the Dolphins could point at that Jared Goff deal and say, well, we're not the Detroit Lions. We're not making that decision. But when Trevor Lawrence then leapfrogs it, you've got a situation because right now, the Dolphins are not offering the contract that is the market value based on those other deals that were done. Ooh. So if this gets there, it's just going to require more negotiations. And we're not to panic point just yet. I just think that my optimism earlier has to be slightly scaled back at this point, given all of those factors currently in play.
Jeff, real quick, but so when you say the Dolphins right now aren't offering what the market of those other, are we talking Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence type of market?
Yes, yes, that is the market. I don't want to get too far into the nuance of numbers because, quite frankly, I don't know them. But based on my conversations, they are not in the Jared Goff and Trevor Lawrence ballpark. And that, to me, speaks volumes about where the negotiations are right now. Again, though, keyword, negotiations. We all know. We've all been through them. We know that it can change in a minute.
There you go. Jeff Donaldson yesterday on NFL Live.
My question is this. This is setting up this way. If you had extended to a 7 months ago, it would have cost you 45 to 50.
Yep.
And now you waited, and it's going to cost you closer to 60.
Though I will say, Leroy, I don't blame them for that. He was coming off a very scary season of concussion, so I don't blame the Dolphins not extending him.
No, not for doing it last year. Again, whatever the reasons are for them hesitating, it's okay.
Yep.
Right? But this also has the same feel of Christian Wilkins.
It does. It does because, feel eerily like that.
Because as dominant as Christian Wilkins was, they took one aspect of his production and said it wasn't worthy of it. And that was the sacks. So he went on and got more sacks, which if you knew he had that in him, why wouldn't you pay him? And it just has that feel all over again that guess what? The team is going to be better. In turn, Tua is going to be better. So if Tua has a better year than last year, how much more money are you going to have to spend because you figured we don't have to pay him market value? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the only thing I think that the Dolphins would probably say are their safety levers is, of course, they could franchise him for a couple of years. It's not the best look of really believing in the guy.
You would do... Dude.
Well, that's why Tua comes out and says what he says, right? Like, the whole thing about Tua saying... Not only that the market is the market, but saying that separating the personal and the work relationship isn't easy for him.
It's hard for a person that's genuine.
Yeah.
For a guy who doesn't care and can play the game and he doesn't care one way or another, it's not personal. But for a guy who is genuine, a guy who has told the line, no matter what has happened to him, has told the company line, it becomes more difficult because you always wonder, why am I doing this? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So forget about the fact, I guess, that, you know, whether you're in on paying two or not, I feel like we've all decided Frog Boy wants him to shut the hell up. And I believe he said, stop being a whittle quiet baby.
Yeah,
I think were those your words?
That was the exact quote.
I think that's what you said.
Whittle.
I think that's what you said to Tua. But just forget about that. Like, is there a point where does this really affect anything with it? If they don't pay him, does that really hold water? Like, is that going to actually affect him this year? Because that felt like it was kind of to his last effort to get something done, being like, hey, this is going to affect me. And I don't know if that's actually going to be something that works to get a deal done. But he did as much as he publicly can and will. Like, that was to as much making a stink as he could make a stink without holding out. When he has that press conference.
Here's the thing, though. And I always use the past to predict what a person's going to do in the future. Right? Tua has handled himself a certain way since the day he got into the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything that would change him being who he is. And so from that standpoint, he's going to go out, he's going to perform, because guess what? he's had a lot worse situations than determining whether he's going to make $45 or $55 million. He's had a lot worse situations that happened to him while on this team.
Agreed.
And so from that standpoint, I expect him to be the best version of Tua. And here's where it gets difficult. What if he leads the league in passing again? What if the team has a deep run? Can you actually go to him and say, we're going to franchise you?
No.
Because now the price is going to be ridiculous he does that.
This is where I think
that's what you're paying for, though.
But this is, I think, where the people who are skeptics of paying Tua, just for whatever reason, I think that they go, and maybe, you know, Frog Boy is of this ilk too. It's like, well, what's the harm then? Like, they could always just pay him. Like, there's never going to be not a time that if you're going to pay him 55 or you're going to pay him 60, you're going to pay him a whole hell of a lot of money. Yeah. What does it matter if it's this year or next year?
But that
just show,
number,
just show me something.
But that number keeps going up. And at what point are you going to say to yourself, if we would have did this 6 months ago, it might have cost us $50 million less?
Schmeathen says Manners don't win playoff games. if Manners won playoff games.
You know what? Here's the funny thing about an athlete is you say that, but nobody wants a jackass. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So make up your mind. Do you want a guy who's gnarly and just puts it out there and just like, yeah, y'all need to pay me, and you want a guy like that? Or do you want a guy who's going to be what Tua has been while still performing? Like, you make up your mind, because, hey, listen, the squeaky wheel always gets paid. And it's unfortunate. Teams do this to themselves. The two guys who have been company guys have not gotten paid, and one guy's on another team. And he towed the company line the whole time, and they dismissed him. And now he's no longer with the team. So what do you want?
Yeah.
Do you want a guy that only cares about the money, because that guy will get paid? Or the guy that towed the company line and tried to be a lifer and you just dismiss?
And respectfully, like, it's a lot harder to replace your quarterback than it is, even as good as Christian Wilkins is.
Yes.
I think the Dolphins are going to be okay. Like, I don't think anybody would question that the Dolphins record is going to be that much different without Christian Wilkins this year.
Dude, I'm telling you, listen, I'm not saying that they can't make it without Christian Wilkins, right? But I am going to tell you this. His impact on a football field is not like anything you've seen from that position.
Fine, but
and
it's not.
People just dismiss it.
But it's not the QB. You. It's not the QB.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, you know. I know. I know he's your favorite, but like.
No. It has nothing to do with that. One of the reasons why he is my favorite is because the numbers that he put up are not normally put up from that position.
Okay, but the defense.
A defensive tackle does not have 100 tackles.
Okay, but like, you would agree that replacing a franchise quarterback or replacing your starting quarterback is a bigger challenge than replacing your defensive tackle.
Yes, which means that I would think that they would move quicker.
One would think.
And not be put in the same situation that just lost them one of their best players.
Take a break. Back after this.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, you rascals. Number one Cats fan, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You think she's got her paws up right now, dude?
I think
champion paws up?
You think she's going to be at the parade?
Oh, she better be.
She better be.
She better be.
Yeah.
Unless there's like some concert we don't know about. Is Ariana Grande going on tour?
She's on this.
We need all celebrity Panthers fans to be part. We need Ariana Grande on a float.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We need Kamaru Usman on the float.
That's right. Mark Ingram.
I loved. But there was one game. I think it was five where it was Mark Ingram, Jalen Waddle, and Kamaru Usman all sitting next to each other on the glass.
That's tough.
And then Kamaru Usman, he won a bet against George St. Pierre. It was kind of a commercial. Like he ended up, they were doing some bet for one of the things. But or George St. Pierre, huge Edmonton Oilers fan.
Oh.
Which I found odd because I thought that he was from Montreal. I thought that he was.
I don't even know where.
Trains in Montreal, so I thought he would have been a Canadiens fan.
Where is GSP from?
So I would have thought he would have gone in that direction.
Grew up in Quebec.
Yeah, right? Weird that he's an Edmonton fan. But, you know, they won all the rings. You know, what is he supposed to be a fan of them in the 20s, the Canadiens, when they won all their championships?
That's fair.
You know, when they were hockey royalty. But anyway, screw the Habs. Who needs to talk about that?
Who needs them?
Who needs them? The point is, we also need Brooks Koepka there, as long as he's not golfing and dealing with that maniac Jon Rahm. Absolutely. You know, so we need all Panthers fans on deck for Sunday. And this, but man, dude, somebody just sent me a DM. Wilfredo just sent me a DM on Instagram, and it was like the overhead shot of the Bob save on the Hyman. Dude, that glove save that he gets out there with the
it's like crazy.
How'd they give this Conn Smythe to McDavid?
I gotta see that picture.
Because they don't see stuff like that.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous, dude. That save that he was able to go out there and make for the Panthers. But, you know, I wonder what Bob's gonna do with his day. You know? You think he takes it to, because he's a woodsman. He likes to go outdoors. You think he brings it to the mountains? You think he brings it to Russia? Do you think he just parties here on a boat?
I think he.
That's what I wonder. How many people are going to actually go home, and how many people are going to keep it down here?
I saw Montour said like he was bringing it home. He's like, I'm bringing it home. He's taking it to Canada. He's like, I'm.
What?
Because he wanted to rub it in everybody's face.
Of course. He wants to show everybody.
Well, Swecken, Ontario is where he's from.
So that's Ontario is like where Toronto is, right?
Leroy or Canadian?
Leroy, where's Big Spoon from?
Let us see.
Sherbrooke, Montreal.
This is Montreal, Ontario?
Let's see. Based off what I'm saying. Okay. I found Ontario. It is next to Michigan and next to Buffalo as well.
Big Wolverines fans. The connection was there. It was fate.
We should have known.
But no, I think, yeah, definitely.
Michigan's actually really good.
There's definitely got to be a trip to Finland for the cup because Barkov's the first Finnish captain. We have little Finland on our team. We got four Finnish players. So, like, that definitely has to take a trip to Finland. Like, that's a must. It has to. Has to go to Finland.
Oof.
You know? What?
One stop, 13 hours from Miami to Finland.
Oof.
Yeah, it's rough.
It looks beautiful, though.
Yeah, it does.
It does look beautiful.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
They don't have darkness.
They don't?
I'm sorry, what's this?
That's where, like, isn't it up there where Finland is? They have, like, it's daylight until, like, 11 or 12 at night.
You just make it Alaska?
No. No.
I think you did.
Let's see.
Are you thinking of Iceland?
Finland experiences a natural phenomenon called the midnight sun in the summer, which is when the sun doesn't set for 24 hours in some regions.
So that's a regular thing?
Oh, my God.
That's just a day, dude. You made it seem like it was all the time.
That's one day, but normally it's like it gets dark at 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God. You got to do the blackout shades in Finland?
In Lapland.
Oh, my God. You still haven't apologized.
I'm apologizing. Wait, is this real?
Hold on. In Lapland, which I'm assuming is in Finland, the midnight sun can last from mid-May to mid-August.
What?
The sun doesn't set for 70 days.
I apologize.
Apparently you're a Finnish expert. My bad.
No, I just know.
Hey, this is important. We have to remember that. In case vampires come, that's where we need to go.
I apologize for your I questioned your Finnish knowledge. You know Finland.
Wow.
You know Finland. You know Barky.
like, What do you guys think?
Barkov's got to sleep with a blindfold on.
This is horrible. The sun is out for 19 hours a day.
Barkov's the only guy who's like, I just want to get away from
19 hours a day.
I just want to get away from the sun. I want to. Yes.
19 hours a day.
I saw some great pictures yesterday, though, dude. Like, I saw Tarasenko. Oh. He had the picture of when his kids were babies next to the cup.
Oh, nice.
And now they're big next to the cup. That was cool. His
name's going to be on there twice.
Going to be on there twice, yep.
Tarasenko, that's amazing.
Big pickup. It's Pilsito. He's good.
Ogposo won his first one, right?
Yep. First one for him. The two timers.
I wonder if he's going to get a 2-minute minor for holding the cup. Jeez.
Wow. Man. I'm looking at the Tarasenko photo now.
Adorbs, right?
Wow. He was literally 2 days old and they put him in the cup. The last time.
Oh, of course.
That's amazing.
You wouldn't put baby Tadpole in the cup?
Yeah, he's big, though. Big. Break the cup.
Is the cup strong enough? We don't know.
Can't test it.
Then there was a great, man, there was some cool pictures. I saw one of the Tkachuks back at the St. Louis days when they're like all watching.
Oh, yes.
And now they're all grown up with the cup. It's pretty cool, man. It's cool to see all these memories linked. That's been the most
hockey, when you look at like hockey lifers, you know what I mean? And seeing like the families, like, I mean, there's been a Tkachuk in the league forever, right? Everybody knows that name.
Long lineage of Tkachuks.
Do championships always feel this good? Or is it like this feels like, this gives me 2003 Marlins vibes of where like.
This is a little bit different though, because
I think so,
the Marlins kind of put it together in one, right?
Yep.
But this team has been
built
like a 3-year, you know, a 3-year trip.
Yep, for sure.
This hasn't been built overnight.
No, the Marlins were. I mean, the Marlins, they had some big additions, obviously, that year, but the core of their team was there for some real stinky years, like especially the whole infield.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this. The reason why it may feel so much better with the Panthers is because they took a progression towards the cup. And each year we've grown like, okay, maybe this year, maybe this year, maybe this year.
Yep.
And it happened, right? You go back 2 years when they had the President's Cup and then lost. That was terrible. Then last year with the new coach and we wondering how this is going to work. They make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, right? And then lose in five. And now you have this year. Right? Where it all got put together. So we've all grown with this has been like a 3-year thing. This hasn't been like a, you know, even though they've had their core, they haven't added a whole bunch of stars.
Yeah. And then you also add like the last chances on there for like Maurice, who's been a hockey lifer and
right.
has been there forever and is in the record books and high in the records. This was the only thing he had left. Bob, same thing. This is the only thing that's left.
It felt good with the Heat, but it was almost expected.
The Heat was definitely expected, especially the first year was nuts. I mean, like you had to come back from obviously the heartbreak of losing the 2011 finals the way that you did and whimpering out the way that they did. It was obviously like they always say too, like they say the first time they won, you know, D-Wade says like that was almost yes, you won your first ring. But a lot of them said that was Zoe's ring. Like, that was, hey, we got to win this for Zoe. Because when is Zoe going to have another chance? And now, obviously, amazing. Like, the greatest, you know, game six defensive effort you've ever seen. But, man, it's really, really cool.
It's cool.
It's really cool to see this.
Wouldn't it be something they should put all of the trophies together?
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Just like a South Florida t-shirt with a picture of all of the NFL championship, NBA championship, Stanley Cup championship, and what did I forget?
Oh, I was talking to Frog Boy.
NFL.
Lombardi.
Yeah, Lombardi.
Lombardi is
like old as hell.
It's an old, it's like, I think
out of all. When Lombardi was still alive.
The coolest trophy is the Stanley Cup, by far.
Yes. Yes.
Then I like the old World Series trophy. I'm not a big fan of the newer World Series trophy. Like right. I like the old way that it looks. So I would go Stanley Cup, then I would go Larry O'Brien, then I would go Lombardi, then World Series. I don't like the college football champion trophy now. I like the way it used to be with the crystal football. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
That's what happens when money gets involved. If somebody's name is on it, right?
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Bob Iback here. He is going to be telling us, if you want your own Stanley Cup, he's got a cool piece of memorabilia that he is he's making available. Bob Iback joining us here. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Tobin and Leroy, nice to be with you guys again. I know we've chatted before. You may remember I was with the Chicago Cubs for many years as they're in their front office, and also I was telling your producer I covered many years ago the NHL and covered a few of these Stanley Cups, but boy, this is exciting for you guys. I always think the trophy, the Stanley Cup itself, is one of the most memorable and cool pieces of memorabilia. And I know everybody's not doesn't get a chance to touch these things, but boy, we've got something I think for your listeners that I think they're going to like. It's also going to be helping out the Florida Panthers Foundation, raising some monies for them. And what I'm going to be talking about, and I'll give out a toll-free number and a website just a moment how you can get your hands on these, because they are very limited. It's an official licensed 8-inch replica Stanley Cup trophy, and it also comes with a full-size championship hockey puck, which you'll have all the names of all the players and the Panthers right on that, along with a recap of the series to get to the finals against Edmonton, which they won in 7 games. We have the games against the Lightning, the Bruins, and the Rangers preceding that right on that hockey puck. So you'll be able to look at this years from now and know exactly how the Panthers won their first ever Stanley Cup. And that trophy will set up really, really nice in your office or home. We only made 2,024 of them. We're about halfway sold out coming in the show this morning. And like I said, a portion of everything will go to the Florida Panthers Foundation to help out needy families and children in your area. They're $119.95 each. And here's how you can go ahead and order these. It'll be sent to you in about 4 or 5 weeks. Really, really. I got a chance to see a prototype yesterday, and they are really nice looking. The toll-free number to call is 800-345-2868. That's 800-345-2868. Or just check it out online. We have a nice website set up. You can see the Panthers 8-inch replica Stanley Cup trophy right there along with the hockey puck. And that website is nicosports.com. It's spelled NIKCO sports.com. That's NIKCO sports.com. So check it out. Like I said, we're all going to be making 2024 of these sets. They're about closing in on the halfway mark of being sold out. And again, they're $119.95 each.
Appreciate you, Bob. We just put the picture up there for our YouTube and Twitch audience there as well. They're really they're great looking. So a great way to celebrate the Panthers Cup. Go check that on out. Bob, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks, Tobin Bob. And Leroy, thank you so much. Have a great day now.
There you go. Thanks. Appreciate it. I might want to get one of those. I'll drink some ale out of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Can I use it as a real cup?
Take a break. Back with more after this. We'll mix it on up.
Make me swim. Make me harder. Make me lose my breath. Make me water. Make me swim.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, tonight it is NBA draft night. Your Miami Heat, 15th pick in the first round. Marcos has done the research. He's kind of a draftnik, I just learned. He's a draftnik. He knows all things draft.
Just knew one thing.
He said the time between draft picks, Leroy, 5 minutes.
Yes.
5 minutes for the first round. 4 minutes for the second round. I got to tell you, it feels like they got a little greedy there. Why not just five? Five for both.
Yeah.
One would think the second round picks are harder. Give them more time.
True. And now if we were to do that, let's see. Does it start exactly at 8, or is it one of those that's like 8:13?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Let's just say it starts at 8:10.
We start at 7 o'clock. Coverage tonight, myself and Solana from Dolphin Mall for the Heat draft watch party. All Heat partying going on. We'll have Bernie, Heat dancers, Mike Biamonte. See if I can get him to do some new stuff today.
Oh, yes.
Mike B. For lying. What should we get him to do today? If I could just sidle up to him.
Man, I know there's a couple that we
for
had.
For chicanery.
Well, I mean, he's done other more ridiculous things. So I think he'll do chicanery. I think that's something good.
Oh, man. What are we doing? Mix bag, huh?
Yeah, let's mix it up,
shall we? Mix it on up, huh, dude?
Let's do it.
The mix bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today, Froggius?
Oh, I know you've been waiting.
What have I been waiting for?
Got some more J.J. Redick,
oh,
baby.
Oh, man.
More J.J. Redick. I gotta tell you,
he's been taking some... A lot of people critiquing him, I've been noticing, in the media for dropping some no-no words.
He is getting a little snippy, if you will. He doesn't care about that outside noise, though, Tobin, so you can keep it up. He's not listening.
Isn't it ironic that J.J. Redick likes to sit here?
Who was outside noise?
He was outside. That's all he was. He was a content maker. Isn't it ironic that J.J. Redick is now throwing shade at the media when he was, in fact, one of the most prominent media members, and he likes to act like he's different. He's really not.
Nope.
You know, he's really not. But it's okay. Let's hear from the new Lakers head coach. Lord knows we'll hear a lot from him.
What misconceptions or concerns about you that you've heard in the last few weeks are you the most like looking forward to dispelling?
It's a valid question, and I've certainly heard everything. You know, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks or so, just in terms of, you know, being part of the engagement farming industry. You know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a like, honestly. I want to coach the Lakers. I want to coach the team. I don't want to dispel anything. I don't. I want to become a great coach in the NBA. And I want to win championships. And I want my players to maximize their careers. That's all I care about.
Did you guys hear in the background?
I heard clapping.
Okay, so I'm gonna see if I can go ahead and get to that part. But apparently Floyd Mayweather's team is there.
He's got the yes man, the hype man.
Oh, my God.
Tell him, JJ. You tell him, coach.
I don't know if that was a reporter, but, like, you know, obviously it's the initial, like, oh, he just cursed. But then minutes later, as he's explaining his response, there's a guy in the background that's like, I love that. It's like, dude, calm down.
Do you?
Please get out of here.
Was that Todd the intern?
It must be Todd.
You know why?
Coach Redick, Coach Redick. Yeah.
Everybody loves the talk until the game starts.
Yeah, right? True.
When the game starts and you go through your first little struggles, or then you want everybody to have understanding and that this takes time and what have you.
I just think it's a little unbecoming, you know, for J.J. Redick, because it's enough of J.J. Redick, but I guess we have no choice but to live in a J.J. Redick world, so I'm going to have to deal with my you know, capacity for J.J. Redick. But, like, the thing with J.J. Redick is there are kids watching, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And from my standpoint, why don't you be a better ambassador for the sport?
I'm more than sure there's some 8-year-old saying, mommy, please, let's get home so we can see the J.J. Redick press conference.
It's a bit much.
Stop it.
And quite frankly, it comes off.
Stop it.
No. I'm dead serious.
It is gross.
You know, what Eric Spoelstra does for his kids is he spells out the no-no words, which is how you should do it with the no-no words, because the kids are watching. But J.J. Redick wouldn't know that because he's unpolished. And you would think as a broadcaster, he'd be more polished. But apparently he's not. You know, he's more of a rock than a gem. So I just want to say to J.J. Redick, you know, just keep that in mind. You know, keep it in mind. I hope they find him the max for using the potty language.
You know what that is? To make your point, you use the kids.
Of course. Who are we doing this for? All eyes. You don't know who's watching, Lila, right?
Do you understand that at the end of almost every show, we play Jimmy Butler?
Mm-hmm. And? But here's the thing. Not a press conference. It's a social media platform. Mm. So, you know, that's Jimmy's time, that's Jimmy's space. But, you know, Jimmy gets fined if he curses, you know?
True.
He gets fined. And so I would like J.J. Redick to be fined the max because, quite frankly, this clip has gone viral, as the kids say, because he's not a content creator. You know, he doesn't care about that stuff. But I would just think that, you know, he should be a little bit more becoming.
Wow.
And really, quite frankly, this was unbecoming. Chris Quinn would never. I just want to say, Chris Quinn would never stoop to this level. He's already lashing out, and there's nothing to lash out at. It was a perfectly reasonable question because this guy is a novice. He's a know-nothing. He's a podcaster.
True.
And he had a chance to dispel that rumor, and instead, you know what he chose, Leroy? Crass language.
Content. He chose to make
He chose content. He chose, because he's a TikToker. That's what he is.
Let's see if we can hear that guy one more time.
You know, being part of the engagement farming industry, you know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question, because I really don't give a like, honestly.
All right, that's the curse.
I want to coach the Lakers. I want to coach the team. I don't want to dispel anything. I don't. I want to become
That's a Mayweather hype guy.
I love that. It's so crazy.
I'll never forget. The ass kissing around Floyd Mayweather was something I've never seen around any other athlete.
Stay hydrated.
Got to get you some water in Miami. I thought, like, what? Got to stay hydrated, champ.
So crazy.
You need water anywhere. It doesn't make any sense. That's why he didn't talk to me.
Still to this day.
Well, also, you know, he probably thought it was a Jake Paul plant.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Good move.
Pretty sure. Anyway. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, you know, when you win, you hold a responsibility. You know, every once in a while, fine. I just thought that was like, wow, you're already getting your cage rattled by this. Taking notes. Smug. That's all I think.
No games being played. This is what we do.
Well, that's what he does, because he's a content creator. I don't even know what Spo's doing right now. You know why?
Oh, I know what Spo's doing.
Basketball coach.
I know what he's doing.
Studying the film?
Film.
Film.
Film. That's what he's doing.
He's a film junkie.
He's a film junkie. That's what he's doing. He grew up in the film room.
Can I say
this? You think Eric Spoelstra would have been where he is today, podcasting?
Can I say this?
What?
You can watch all the film in the world. At this point, we all have come to the conclusion that this team isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you watching film on?
Oh, the draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The draft class.
There's always film to watch.
Research, Leroy. Research. Okay. You know, one would say, you know, he's probably bothering Adam Simon more than he ever has. He's like, I have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, jeez, here we go. You know?
Just
hard
saying.
To say. Hard to say.
Oh, my goodness.
What else we got in the mixed bag? Huh?
I was hoping I would get to the 1 o'clock hour before you just.
What am I doing?
You're nonsense.
Well, it's not nonsense. I just think it's like
you don't like JJ Redick. We get it.
Yeah.
Right. And so
smug,
like,
though. You would agree, smug. Again, did you come off as smug?
It's a little smug.
Like, smug.
Coaches are coaches, man.
He's not a coach, though. He's not a coach.
But here's the deal. A lot of coaches come in and they talk about the things they're gonna do, and then they fired in a year. Okay, what happened?
But Doc,
like,
you know,
it
like,
doesn't matter until the games start. So whatever he's saying, you ain't gonna believe. You shouldn't believe it anyway.
Remember when he took a blowtorch to Doc Rivers, like out of nowhere, you know, and it was, you know, Doc Rivers. He was saying he's an excuse machine and he's killing Doc Rivers.
That's because he's not coaching. Now you wait. Hold on. You wait until they go through their first 5 or 6 game skid. And he's going to say, it's a process, it takes time, right? And if he says that, then I want you to go back to what he said about Doc Rivers.
What do you think about him cursing in his press conference, Doc?
That some bitch is a coach now. We're going to see.
Doc Rivers is licking his chop. He can't wait for a 4-game losing streak.
Can't wait.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
This is something that the kids say nowadays.
What's that?
Two things that the kids say. One of them is the downfall must be studied.
What?
They talk about it with Chipotle. They talk about it with...
Is there a downfall of Chipotle?
There's a downfall of Chipotle.
Why is that?
That is being widely studied right now, that the quality and amount that they are giving has severely declined over the past 10 years to the point where people are attempting to find various hacks.
I've seen this. I hate that people do this. I've seen that people are like filming the Chipotle employees.
Yes. To add more food or something like that.
I cannot think of a lower form of being a human being than filming somebody doing their job.
For sure. And it's a $9 chicken bowl, guys.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
That is low rent.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you've grown accustomed to eating a certain way at a restaurant. And then they start going cheap on you. What is your recourse?
Filming them?
Not filming the employee who has really just trying to get through the day.
Here's what you do. All right. If you want to make a I'll tell you exactly what you do.
Mm.
You make a stink. All right. Online.
No, nobody cares.
I'm telling you. You make
nobody
a stink.
Cares.
You make a stink
nobody
online.
Cares.
You make a stink online.
Nobody cares.
Rosie from customer service. She's going to get you a Chipotle gift card.
Yeah.
And then you're good. You get a double burrito. You're happy to go.
Yeah.
But to Carl,
people,
who's just trying to make you a burrito.
People don't operate like
I'm
that.
I've never had a Chipotle issue.
I love Chipotle.
But I've never had a Chipotle issue.
I don't eat Chipotle, so
I love Chipotle.
It's really good.
And I tell you,
you know why?
Tommy loves.
You know
I tell you what a game changer is. You
know? I don't like a lot of things that their base is rice,
because
rice is a filler.
It's delicious, though.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
It can be but guess what?
Wish we could draft rice.
Oh,
you would draft rice?
Cilantro lime.
You know what draft rice would get? Where rice would get drafted with me?
Hmm.
Lower than Bronny.
Why?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
No, it's not rough. That's facts.
Rice is
a filler.
Yeah, but it's good.
That's not food. That's a filler.
Wasn't there a story that the Heat drafted Glenn Rice because they had Chinese food on the night of the draft?
Wow. Is that? It seems almost too good.
I swear, I think I saw that yesterday. I think it was
really?
Inside the
not
Heat.
Not because he was really good?
Well, that too, but like you needed a pick, and I think that was the sign.
Ooh.
Wasn't that a story? Didn't Andy Ellisberg say that on Inside the Heat? Something like that. Something like that. Anyway, what did you have?
Yeah, okay, so it had nothing to do with rice or Chipotle. What I was referring to, what the kids say. And what the kids say in the...
Make me sweat. Make me harder. Make me lose my breath. Make me water. Make me sweat. Make me harder.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, tonight... It is NBA draft night. Your Miami Heat, 15th pick in the first round. Marcos has done the research. He's kind of a draftnik, I just learned. He's a draftnik. He knows all things draft.
Just knew one thing.
He said the time between draft picks, Leroy, 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. 5 minutes for the first round. 4 minutes for the second round. I got to tell you, it feels like they got a little greedy there. Why not just five? Five for both.
Yeah.
One would think the second round picks are harder. Give them more time.
True. And now if we were to do that, let's see. Does it start exactly at 8, or is it one of those that's like 8:13?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Let's just say it starts at 8.
We start at 7 o'clock. Coverage tonight, myself and Solana from Dolphin Mall for the Heat Draft Watch Party. All Heat partying going on. We'll have Bernie, Heat Dancers, Mike Biamonte. See if I can get him to do some new stuff today.
Oh, yes.
Mike B. For lying. What should we get him to do today? If I could just sidle up to him.
Man, I know there's a couple that we had.
For chicanery.
Well, I mean, he's done other more ridiculous things. So I think he'll do chicanery. I think that's something good.
Oh, man. What are we doing? Mixed bag, huh?
Yeah, let's mix it up, shall we?
Huh, dude?
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today, Froggius?
Oh, I know you've been waiting.
What have I been waiting for?
Got some more JJ Redick, baby.
Oh, man.
More JJ Redick.
A lot of people critiquing him, I've been noticing, in the media for dropping some no-no words.
He is getting a little snippy, if you will. He doesn't care about that outside noise, though, Tobin, so you can keep it up. He's not listening.
Isn't it ironic that J.J. Redick likes to sit here?
Who was outside noise?
He was outside. That's all he was. He was a content maker. Isn't it ironic that J.J. Redick is now throwing shade at the media when he was, in fact, one of the most prominent media members, and he likes to act like he's different. He's really not.
Nope.
You know, he's really not. But it's okay. Let's hear from the new Lakers head coach. Lord knows we'll hear a lot from him.
What misconceptions or concerns about you that you've heard in the last few weeks are you the most like looking forward to dispelling?
It's a valid question, and I've certainly heard everything. You know, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks or so, just in terms of you know, being part of the engagement farming industry, you know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a f-. Like, honestly, I want to coach the Lakers. I want to coach the team. I don't want to dispel anything. I don't. I want to become a great coach in the NBA, and I want to win championships, and I want my players to maximize their careers. That's all I care about.
Did you guys hear in the background?
What is, I heard clapping.
Okay, so I'm gonna see if I can go ahead and get to that part. But apparently, Floyd Mayweather's team is there.
He's got the yes man, the hype man.
Oh my god!
Tell him, JJ. You tell him, Coach.
I don't know if that was a reporter, but like, you know, obviously it's the initial like, oh, he just cursed. But then minutes later, as he's explaining his response, there's a guy in the background that's like, I love that. It's like, dude, calm down.
You?
Please get out of here.
Was that Todd the intern?
It must be Todd.
You know why?
Coach Reddick, Coach Reddick.
Can I just say
this? Yeah.
Everybody loves the talk until the game starts.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
When the game starts and you go through your first little struggles or... Then you want everybody to have understanding and that this takes time and what have you.
I just think it's a little unbecoming, you know, for J.J. Redick, because it's enough of J.J. Redick, but I guess we have no choice but to live in a J.J. Redick world, so I got to have to deal with my you know, capacity for J.J. Redick. But, like, the thing with J.J. Redick is there are kids watching, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And from my standpoint, why don't you be a better ambassador
sure
for the sport?
8-year-old saying, Mommy, please, let's get home so we can see the J.J. Redick press conference.
It's a bit much.
It.
And quite frankly, it comes off.
Stop it.
No. I'm dead serious.
It is
this.
Gross.
You know, what Eric Spoelstra does for his kids is he spells out the no-no words, which is how you should do it with the no-no words because the kids are watching. But J.J. Redick wouldn't know that because he's unpolished. And you would think as a broadcaster, he'd be more polished. But apparently he's not. You know, he's more of a rock than a gem. So I just want to say to J.J. Redick, you know, just keep that in mind. You know, keep it in mind. I hope they find on the max. For using the potty language.
You know what that is? To make your point, you use the kids.
Of course. Who are we doing this for? All eyes. You don't know who's watching, Leela, right?
Do you understand that at the end of almost every show, we play Jimmy Butler?
Mm-hmm. And? But here's the thing. Not a press conference. It's a social media platform. Mm. So... You know, that's Jimmy's time, that's Jimmy's space. But, you know, Jimmy gets fined if he curses, you know?
True.
He gets fined. And so I would like J.J. Redick to be fined the max because, quite frankly, this clip has gone viral, as the kids say, because he's not a content creator. You know, he doesn't care about that stuff. But I would just think that, you know, he should be a little bit more becoming.
Wow.
And really, quite frankly, this was unbecoming. Chris Quinn would never. I just want to say, Chris Quinn would never stoop to this level. He's already lashing out, and there's nothing to lash out at. It was a perfectly reasonable question because this guy is a novice. He's a know-nothing. He's a podcaster.
True.
And he had a chance to dispel that rumor, and instead, you know what he chose, Leroy? Crass language.
Content. He chose to make
He chose content.
Content.
He chose because he's a TikToker. That's what he is.
Let's see if we can hear that guy one more time.
You know, being part of the engagement farming industry, you know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a f-. Like, honestly.
All right, that's the curse.
I want to coach the Lakers. I want to coach the team. I don't want to dispel anything. I don't. I want to become
a... I hear that guy. That's a Mayweather hype guy.
I love that. It's so crazy.
I'll never forget the ass kissing around Floyd Mayweather was something I've never seen around any other athlete.
Stay hydrated.
Got to get you some water in Miami. I thought, like, what? Got to stay hydrated, champ.
So crazy.
You need water anywhere. It doesn't make any sense. That's why he didn't talk to me.
Still to this day.
Well, also, you know, he probably thought it was a Jake Paul plant.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Good move.
Pretty sure. Anyway. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, you know, when you win, you hold a responsibility, you know, every once in a while, fine. I just thought that was like, wow, you're already getting your cage rattled by this. Taking notes. Smug. That's all I think.
No games being played. This is what we do.
Well, that's what he does because he's a content creator. I don't even know what Spo's doing right now. You know why?
Oh, I know what Spo's doing.
Basketball coach.
I know what he's doing.
Studying the film.
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 Film. That's what he's doing.
He's a film junkie.
He's a film junkie. That's what he's doing. He grew up in the film room.
Can I say
You think Eric Spoelstra would have been where he is today? Podcasting?
Can I say this?
What?
You can watch all the film in the world. At this point, we all have come to the conclusion that this team isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you watching film on?
Oh, the draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The draft class.
There's always film to watch.
Research, Leroy. Research. Okay. You know, one would say, you know, he's probably bothering Adam Simon more than he ever has. He's like, I have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, geez, here we go. You know?
Just
hard to say. Hard to say.
Oh, my goodness.
What else we got in the mixed bag?
Huh? I was hoping I would get to the 1 o'clock hour before you just.
What am I doing?
You're nonsense.
Well, it's not nonsense. I just think it's like
you don't like JJ Redick. We get it.
Yeah.
Right. And so
smug, like, though. You would agree, smug. Again, did you come off as smug?
It's a little smug.
Smug. Like,
coaches are coaches, man.
He's not a coach, though. He's not a coach.
But here's the deal. A lot of coaches come in and they talk about the things they're going to do and then they fired in a year. Okay, what happened?
But, Doc,
like,
you know,
it doesn't matter until the games start. So whatever he's saying, you ain't going to believe. You shouldn't believe it anyway.
Remember when he took a blowtorch to Doc Rivers, like out of nowhere? You know, and it was, you know, Doc Rivers, he was saying he's an excuse machine and he's killing Doc Rivers.
Because he's not coaching. Now you wait. Hold on. You wait until they go through their first 5 or 6 game skid, and he's going to say, it's a process, it takes time, right? And if he says that, then I want you to go back to what he said about Doc Rivers.
What do you think about him cursing in his press conference, Doc?
That some bitch is a coach now. We're going to see.
Doc Rivers is licking his chop. He can't wait for a 4-game losing streak.
Can't wait.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
This is something that the kids say nowadays.
What's that?
Two things that the kids say. One of them is the downfall must be studied.
What?
They talk about it with Chipotle. They talk about it with...
Is there a downfall of Chipotle?
There's a downfall of Chipotle.
Why is that?
That is being widely studied right now, that the quality and amount that they are giving has severely declined over the past 10 years to the point where people are attempting to find various hacks.
I've seen this. I hate that people do this. I've seen that people are like filming the Chipotle employees.
Yes. To add more food or something like that.
I cannot think of a lower form of being a human being than filming somebody doing their job.
For sure. And it's a $9 chicken bowl, guys.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
That is low rent.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you've grown accustomed to eating a certain way at a restaurant, and then they start going cheap on you, what is your recourse?
Filming them?
Not filming the employee who has really just trying to get through the day.
Here's what you do. All right. If you want to make I'll tell you exactly what you do.
Mm.
You make a stink. All right. Online.
Nobody cares.
You make a stink online.
Nobody cares.
Rosie from customer service, she's going to get you a Chipotle gift card.
Yeah.
And then you're good. You get a double burrito. You're happy to go.
Yeah.
But to film Carl, who's just trying to make you a burrito.
People don't operate like that.
I've never had a Chipotle issue.
I love Chipotle.
But I've never had a Chipotle issue.
I don't eat Chipotle, so.
I love Chipotle. I
it's really good.
And I tell you
what. You know why?
Tommy loves
it.
I'll tell you what a game changer is. You
know, I don't like a lot of things that their base is rice.
Because
rice is a filler.
It's delicious, though.
You understand what I'm saying? No. It can be red, but guess what?
Wish we could draft rice.
Oh.
You would draft rice?
Cilantro lime rice?
You know what draft rice would get, where rice would get drafted with me?
Hmm?
Lower than Bronny.
Why?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
No, it's not rough. That's facts.
Rice is
a filler.
Yeah, but it's good.
That's not food. That's a filler.
Wasn't there a story that the Heat drafted Glenn Rice because they had Chinese food on the night of the draft?
Wow. Is that? It seems almost too good.
I swear, I think I saw that yesterday. I think it was inside the Heat.
Not because he was really good?
Well, that too, but like you needed a pick, and I think that was the sign. Wasn't that a story? Didn't Andy Ellisberg say that on Inside the Heat? Something like that. Something like that. Anyway, what did you have?
Yeah, okay, so it had nothing to do with Rice or Chipotle. What I was referring to, what the kids say. And what the kids say, in addition to the downfall must be studied, is also the trend of Klay Thompson slander through
college. What? This is a Klay Thompson thing?
This has to do with Klay Thompson. He has now become a trend in that every single time anything Klay related is posted on any sort of social media platform, you will find at least one comment, usually hundreds of comments, of them saying, don't let this distract you from the fact that Klay Thompson went 0 for 10 in an elimination game.
Jesus.
Klay Thompson even responded to one of those comments saying, he took the high road, I guess. Hey, young fella, I'm rooting for you. Eat your greens and get proper sleep at night. You'll make the NBA one day through hard work and perseverance. That was his response to someone saying, you already knew people were going to talk about your 0 for 10 game before posting this. Now, obviously, I say all this to say, who was first? Who was first in line at this downfall?
You definitely started a trend. You are a Gen Zer.
Indeed. And now, Klay Thompson unfollowing.
You know what you are?
What's that?
You're an engagement farmer.
I am an engagement farmer. And you know what? The crops are cropping right now. Mike Dunleavy says that it's hard to strip emotion from the Klay debacle that's going on right now as he unfollows the Warriors. It's going to be a breakup. We'll see what happens.
I got to think that Klay Thompson thinks to himself, you know, I know that he may be a little bit washed. That is true.
Yes.
But he has to think to himself, how the hell does Draymond Green get a 4-year extension? He punches right. teammates in the face and costs us a championship, whereas I have done nothing but help us win championships other than my Achilles breaking. Mm. Why am I getting a 2-year offer?
Sidekick.
I understood, but so is Draymond.
No, he's
Draymond's a full, lower than sidekick.
He's a full kick.
He's others. A full kick.
Mike Dunleavy, hard to strip emotion from Klay.
I think I'm reasonable. I'm rational. That's how I'm always going to operate. But to say like a guy like Klay Thompson, who's meant so much to this franchise, to completely strip the emotion away from it, I think that's almost impossible. But you know, this is a business, and we'll talk through things. We continue to talk through things, and you know, like I said, we're hopeful, but you know, we'll see. We gotta figure things out.
Hopeful, but we'll see. He's out of there, dude. Out of there. Enjoy Orlando, buddy.
Man.
What happens is you back yourself into a corner where you have to leave.
Yep.
Right?
That's the D Wade. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's pretty crazy, though. But, like, you hit on it, Tobin. How does Draymond get a 4-year extension?
How come he gets the feel-good deal?
And they offer Klay crickets.
He's the bit that Klay's like, he's not a splash brother.
He's a bash brother. He's bashing everything. I'm surprised they haven't said anything to Steph. Like comments from Steph about it.
I don't know.
He's good. I know it's hard. It's hard.
I'm sure he'll have some. He'll have some like camp coming up. Oh, you know what? I bet you we'll find out because Steph's on Team USA. That's when we'll find out. I'm sure somebody will badger him in Paris.
Paris. Right.
Steph, what do you think about Klay Thompson not getting an offer?
Wait, why do you have to do the? You got to do that after every sentence.
Yeah, you got to.
By the way, what? They really don't talk like that.
I don't know.
The French?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. My friend's daughter.
You know, periodically I have a whole house full of nothing but French being spoken, right?
And nobody goes, oh.
No.
What's on?
What about Unz?
No. Wait. The funniest thing through the whole night Monday is Jay Fink texts. She says, I'm ashamed. I used Unz. Unz?
Strice, I don't know. Get any goals.
here's the worst thing.
We're getting canceled.
The four of us,
what's
we on? Say stuff to each other and on this show. And then when we leave, we try to use bits on other people, right? And everybody looks at us like we're stupid.
Oh, man. Take a break. Back after this.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.